It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome back to the Adventures in Business podcast. I'm Amy Zander here with my co-host, Lisa Fisher. How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm doing great, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. I am super excited for the next story that you have for us. So why don't you introduce our guest and we'll hear a fabulous story.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. So joining us today, we have Ashley Willis with Michigan Premier Events. If you have been involved in the Chamber of Commerce, the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce in any way, shape, or form, you may have had an opportunity to run into Ashley as she also navigates a lot of their events. So we are so excited to have you, Ashley. And I know that was just a little sneak peek about what you do. And we're excited to have you share with us. And let's start with, who are you and what is it that you do?
Yeah. So Lisa and Amy, thank you for allowing me to be on your show today. This is a complete honor. Just once again, my name is Ashley Willis, and I am the founder and owner of Michigan Premier Events. And so we are an event management company, for corporations, associations, and government. We assist a lot of businesses, organizations with their management needs and services, and we help manage their events and programs and meetings. So that way they can have the opportunity to navigate with networking. They don't have any responsibilities. Their whole focus is being there to assist with networking with folks that they want to assist with. So we take care of all of the back end for them. And just a little bit about myself, I am a Grand Ledge native, as well as that's my hometown as well too. I'm a huge love Lansing person. We do a lot of campaigns to lift up our local businesses. So you'll see me doing a lot of things in Lansing and also supporting lots of Lansing initiatives. I also happen to be a wife to an amazing husband, Tony Willis, and we have three amazing boys who keep us super busy and active, but it's just such a fun experience being family to three wonderful boys, all under the age of 12. So our youngest is 2, going on 3. Middlest child is 8, and we have a 10-year-old or a 9-year-old going on 10 in October. So they keep us active, but such a loving family, and we all live here in Lansing. So again, thank you for having me, and I'm just so excited to share my story and just be on this podcast with you ladies.
Fantastic. Well, you know, you shared that you're a Grand Ledge native, and I got a thumbs up from Amy. So that's where she currently resides. And I raised my kids in the Grand Ledge School District. So that's awesome. Small world. I didn't know you were from Grand Ledge.
Yeah.
So, you know, something that you mentioned, your husband, your kids, your involvement, how do you do it all, Ashley?
That's a good question. So it's so funny you ask that because I get that all of the time. And we really keep our kids active in the community. You know, with COVID happening, being stuck at home, we allow ourselves to find things to do as a family and keep them active in the community. So we love going to farmers markets. We love going to just different events that are happening that I don't have to participate or manage that I can participate in. And so, and me and my husband are really close when it comes to working with our schedules, helping each other out. With the pandemic happening, we had our kids at home doing virtual school. So we did a lot of scheduling out our stuff together. You know, what are some of our high priority tasks that we really need to be in the office in for? So we allowed ourselves to look at our schedules, coordinate with each other, communicate, you know, so much so that way we can keep going work mode, but also being parents and really engage with our kids at the same time. Wow. So it's just working with, you know, my husband. And then also we both have amazing family who helps us out a lot too. So I have family that live here locally in Grand Ledge and Delta Township as well. I know his family is more in the Oak Park area, Burlington Hills as well. And so they love to come down and stay for a couple of days and assist us. So us two working together, you know, husband and wife as parents, and just having an amazing family that really supports us.
With everything that you were just saying, just to clarify, so you and your husband work together. You run your company together. Is that right?
So I have my own company. My husband is the chief equity officer for the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. So that is his role. So I have my own company with event management.
Okay, got you. So I'm sure you help each other out, but you have different roles. Okay. Just to clarify, yeah, my husband and I worked together for a long time. So I just wondered if that was what you guys were doing. Okay. I was just going to ask, how did you get into event management? Like, tell us your story about like where you started and how you ended up where you are now.
Yeah. So I actually started, you know, high school. I was super passionate about the arts. I did a lot of art contests. I was a painter, a sculptor, some things people don't know about me just yet. I was very athletic as well too. So I was just always active and always did the extracurricular activities in high school. I was actually queen of the ledge back in the day. So this is not for homecoming, but this is just for the school initiative. They pick a person who's really active in the school their senior year. So I was actually voted in as queen of the ledge, just being super active. And then I had scholarship to LCC. So I utilized that to get a couple of degrees, president of honors as well too. And then also was going into the nursing field. Once I took physiology, I realized, I don't know if this is something I really want to go into. So this really allowed me to kind of transition into going into the business field. So I took a lot of business courses at LCC and also got a lot of degrees in different industries within the business, you know, like management, financials, different things like that. And so LCC really helped me learn, you know, the business background and how to start a business, website design. I took a couple of art classes, the graphic design classes, and then also went into studio art over at Michigan State University. So that allowed me to also get more into the arts. And so while doing that and getting my degrees, I had a little side hustle with, you know, floral arrangements. I created the artificial ones. And I sold those to corporations. LCC was one of my biggest clients. So if you are to go to LCC today and sit at cafeteria or one of their tables, you'll see a little bit of artificial arrangements. And that was from me years ago. And it's kind of an honor they still have those on their tables. I did a lot of art festivals. The Jazz Fest was one of my great ones that I did every year. And I actually met my husband at Jazz Fest. So that was kind of nice there. But then I also got a really good job at working in the banking field. And so I worked at Comerica for a little bit, and that really allowed me to understand financials, business financials. I worked with a lot of businesses, loans, different things like that nature. And then me and my husband got married, had kids, our first child. I kind of realized, you know, I really want to be a stay-at-home mom, you know, with my first child. So having that side hustle, I was being very active in it and doing very well. And so my husband, we had a conversation. He allowed me to stay home with my little one and then also do my side hustle. And from there, as a stay-at-home mom, it really allowed me to really look at the business or look into getting into being a business owner, because my side hustle, you know, doing photography, floral arrangements, and then getting into weddings a little bit, it really picked up. Doing that, my business picked off and I created my LLC. And this is probably like my oldest right now is going on 10. So this is 10 years ago. I really picked up the business. And then being a stay-at-home mom allowed me to really reflect or looking at how to start a business from home. And I feel like being a stay-at-home mom allowed me to become a really good business owner, because I'm managing not only a side hustle, growing it into a business, but I'm also raising my little one at home. And so it's allowing me to multitask and learn how to, I would say, when you're in business, you're multitasking. And so it allowed me to be a really good business owner, learn how to pick up the business, being a stay-at-home mom. It's growing. I have a second child. Getting into the weddings, but then I was like, weddings are really not my thing. I've seen business owners wanting my services.
Right.
And so that picked off. And so I realized, wow, I'm really good at managing different vendors and helping businesses grow. And so from there, I just navigated my business, pivoted in that direction, and it took off. And then years going down the road, it grew. We had our third child, grew even more. And I think just because of my kids you know, they helped me tremendously in my business. Business grew. I'm able to have some people on board, have an office space, and getting more businesses, you know, wanting MPE services. So that is kind of my story. It's kind of a long, I went from really the grassroots on up. So that's really how I started.
I love it. I love it. And through all of that, I'm like thinking of all these questions, right? And I'm listening intently to you saying, and I'm like, but wait, I want to hear more about that. Aside from having an extremely supportive husband, what other resources, who else provided you with some support as you were looking at building your business?
Yeah, so there's so many resources in Lansing. It's a great entrepreneurial ecosystem. Their LCC has been a tremendous help, I want to say, from the courses that they have, from the mentors that they have there, and from folks that are there that are in the business industry teaching as well. And so that was the first step there, LCC. MSU also has a lot of great resources as well. I know the Hatching, which was a business competition when I was doing my floral arrangements. I actually entered into that competition, got through to pitching to the judges. I actually didn't win the funds, but I did win the, what is it called, where everyone is cheered the loudest. So I did get that, which was nice. Doing those type of pitch competitions that are happening here, the being a vendor opportunity here to grow your business with the different festivals, that really helped me build my business because that's what Lansing has here. And so also the SBDC that's right over here by Lansing Community College, they have been a really tremendous help too, because not only is it free advice that they're giving you, but they help you build great connections in the community as well. So it's just not like freebies of stuff. They're actually there to really want to support you, follow up with you, and really give you great guidance and connections. And so I could keep going on, but those were one of the most ones that really helped align my business.
Hearing your story, starting back in high school and being queen of the ledge, is that what it's called?
Yeah, queen of the ledge.
Nice. I love that. It sounds like you've always done a lot of things at the same time. You've always had a lot of things going, which really probably set you up for being an event manager because there's so many moving pieces in any type of event. So what's one of the biggest events you've put on?
So one of the biggest events, and that I have to say really proud of, is actually Winterfest that happened this March, I believe. Yep, it was in March. You know, during the pandemic, a lot of folks were just inside. And so we were able to strategically put together, or we were part of a committee as well too with Downtown Lansing, but assist putting together a large event that people are just continuing to walk. They're not just in, you know, an area. And so Winterfest allowed us to help strategically and manage this event, putting it together, helping with the committee, making it to a large community event that's safe, that's outside, making sure people are, you know, active, walkability. And it's bringing people downtown to support locals. So I have to say Winterfest was one of our exciting, biggest events. Drew tons of people and everyone was safe, social distancing. And, you know, the event was from one location where people can walk all along downtown to another location. So it wasn't just in one block of an area. It was in a large scope of an area where people are just continuing to walk.
That was, you said, in March of this year? And is that something that you are hoping to do like annually or do again?
Yes, absolutely. So I know the Community Foundation was a partner in on that, as well as Downtown Lansing Inc. And so we were the event managing partner for that. And there was also a committee that we also assist with Downtown Lansing as well. So that event was probably one of our most proud of event.
You know, you think about the biggest events that you had, and you know, you take care of a lot of things and people do not, they're not aware of what happens right behind the scenes. Everything looks seamless. Without naming your event, what was one of the biggest oops, one of the biggest issues that you had to resolve on your feet?
So it's funny you say that, because when it comes to events, especially big events, there is always something. And you always have to think quickly on your feet when you're in the moment, not even in the moment, before the event happens, you just got to have to think of, okay, what if this happens? What if that happens? And have a backup plan. And so that way, when you're in that moment and it actually does happen, you can quickly think quickly on your feet. And so I always have that mindset. And so I would have to say probably one of them was when a speaker was, I believe, the speaker took a while to get there. And so we had to have this, it was for a big event and the speaker was not there on time. And so because of that, we had to quickly think, okay, who can we come on stage to actually, you know, keep the audience engaged, keep talking, and then also talk to the key stakeholders who are talking before the speaker. Hey, can you just add 2 minutes, 3 minutes onto your script? And so those are some of the things that people don't realize that happen in the back end that we make it where they don't understand or they notice. And so those are just things that kind of happen that we are able to quickly, you know, think on our feet and make sure that one, our attendees are good, our key stakeholders are good, and everyone's having a great time. And there's no moments where, oh no, we really noticed that. And this speaker was coming from a different location. So it was out of the area. So, you know, there's always the traveling and construction and stuff like that. And so we always make sure speakers get there ahead of time. But with traffic and stuff, the speaker was not able to get there just on time. So we had to quickly say to all our key stakeholders, hey, 2-3 minutes, can you add on to your speech?
I love how you said in the beginning, you were like, every event has its issues. But you're doing your job, you know, perfectly if nobody notices. That's the whole point, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You should write a book or like a blooper reel of all the things that have happened.
I mean, you can have everything all organized and it could just be the smallest thing that just, you know, that could happen. Something always happens no matter what. So, yep. I mean, but that's just the part of events. When you have so many people and it's so worthwhile, people are excited, you know, there's just always something and that's expected, but it's just showing that everyone's having a great time. So.
Absolutely. So the last 18 months have been super challenging for everybody, craziness going on. So with that included in your 10-year journey of building this business, has there ever been a time where you just wanted to like throw in the towel and be like, no, I'm done. This is too hard.
Yeah. Many times, especially in the beginning. I know when you're starting a business in the beginning, it's really hard because one, you kind of look at what other people are doing and who are maybe farther than you in business. And so you usually compare yourself. And I've learned that you can't do that in the beginning because you don't know their journey. You don't know when they started, how they started, what they went through. And so a lot of times, you know, when you're starting as an entrepreneur in the beginning, you just compare yourself a lot because you want people to, one, you want to get business and you want people to see you as professional and that you have something worthwhile and you have your stuff together with when really you don't. There's lots of lessons to be learned and things you have to experience and have to go through to understand business because business is a journey. And so, you know, in the beginning, you know, being a stay-at-home mom, having kids, and also being a business owner, it was super tricky because I had to learn how to navigate, be there for my kids, be there for my husband, but then also build my business. And so in the beginning, I would have to admit it was really tough, but it made me stronger. And I think that's why I'm able today to do a lot of large events because one, my kids helped me learn to be multitasking as I'm changing a diaper and I'm on the phone talking to someone about the service they need. I mean, that really helped me be able to navigate these large events. You know, these are 500 to 1,000 people. And so it learned, helped me be multitasking. It learned how it created me to be fast on my feet because I was fast on my feet with my kids. 3 boys, they're wild, they're active. And so, but yeah, and then there was times where I just said, hey, I don't think I could do this anymore. You know, I think I'm just going to quit this and just find a full-time job somewhere. But I'm glad I didn't because I wouldn't have been happy. I'm a person who I want to be a business owner. I want to manage and I want to see my business grow, but I want my business to help other people. And so I just kept going. And when doors would close, I would just create one myself, to be honest. And that's what I tell people. If a door closes on you, either you keep going to see other doors, but hey, create one for yourself. And that's what I did. And so lots of lessons learned. But yes, there were times where I did want to quit. And I'm glad I didn't.
We're glad you did. You didn't either. You've made Lansing such a better place and great events.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I think that's a big challenge for a lot of business owners. And I loved what you said about just not comparing yourself and you never knowing somebody else's journey. That's really, really important. I think we all struggle with that imposter syndrome sometimes. Like, why would somebody hire me? I don't really know what I'm doing. Even though right. you totally do, right?
And it's funny too, because when we compare ourselves to other people, then we start to put ourselves in a competition mode. And so then we start competing with other people that we don't know their journey. We don't know how they got there. And it just creates that, you know, that friction. And so I always tell people, don't compare yourself to other people, learn from other people, have them be your mentor through it, but don't make this into you're comparing yourself and you got to be better. It's good to get out of your comfort zone, yes, but don't compare yourself to others. Make it in a way where you're growing with them and not competing with them. So that was one of my biggest advice.
That's really good advice. And also too, when you think about it, like if you're looking at other people thinking, oh, they're so much farther ahead than me, or I want to be like them or do what they're doing, there's also people looking at you thinking the same thing, right? You have to remember that. So
yes,
that's important absolutely. Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ashley, what are you excited about moving forward?
So moving forward, I'm really super excited about how events are going to look, because before COVID, events had kind of this broad way of doing things. But I think when COVID happened, the pandemic happened, it allowed us to understand that events can be super inclusive and it could also be more of a bigger outreach. And so we've always had these events where there wasn't a hybrid option. There wasn't an option for people to virtually listen into. There wasn't options that had captions for folks who may not be able, have not that accessibility, who couldn't go to those events because they thought, man, the bright lights might affect, you know, something with me, or I can't really hear as well. And there's no way if I can see captions anywhere. And so I'm really excited moving forward that events are really going to allow more diverse folks to be in the room. And it's also going to be super inclusive now. And I love that people are understanding the impact of events, because people just threw on events. And it wasn't until COVID they realized, one, wow, event planners really are doing it. Two, events are really an important factor when it comes to your company, your organization, because they create engagement. They help your company with sales, retention, recruiting people as members. They're so important. And the logistics behind it are so important too, because you want people to be engaged. You want people to have a good time. And then when they leave, you want them to talk about your event, because that's kind of like free advertisement one for you, but you want people to talk about it. But then also people are understanding that events have a big return of investment. And so just really excited, because now the future allows us to really say or show our clients, you know, this is the impact of events and this is how events could really engage your company to grow even more.
There are things that we are doing that are moving forward and changes that are taking place that are going to be long-term changes, not just for a pandemic. And I love the inclusiveness that you've included in having that diverse group being able to join. I know I've been on some Zoom calls where I've heard the leaders say, we have more participants now than when we were meeting face-to-face because of being able to access easier information.
And it allows you to also reach out to people internationally. I mean, we're working on events for Uganda, and it's allowing all of the funders to connect from different countries that wouldn't connect in person. So there's just so much to events that people are really, it's the pandemic has really opened up a lot of eyes in different areas. And one of them is events. So we're just looking forward to the future of those.
It's really refreshing to hear you talk so positively about all the things that you realized during the pandemic, because events is one of those things that, like, they just all of a sudden weren't happening. And so many things got canceled. And that was like, you know, people were really disappointed and businesses lost money. And
to hear you talk about that. Like when we first asked those couple of questions, I was expecting you to just be like, oh, it was so hard in the pandemic. And you're like, no, we learned all this great stuff. So wow, it's so refreshing to hear that. And you're right. There are a lot of interesting and innovative things that have come out of this. So sounds like you're doing everything you can to capitalize on all that. So that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, one of the biggest things was sponsors. You know, we've had clients come to us saying, should we continue our event? One of the biggest things is our sponsors. They're funding this event that's now going to be virtual. So we helped a lot of people navigate, you know, how to make it where the sponsors are still making the event valuable and then making sure that they're getting a return on investment. So that was one of the important factors too. A lot of businesses learned about. I mean, that was one of the biggest concerns a lot of folks had with their events was, can we still have this funded? Are sponsors and donors still going to fund our event to make it happen? And yes, they are. I mean, they understand the situation they're in. We just have to navigate in a different way of making sure they're still going to get the exposure. They're still going to help make the business impactful. They're still going to be engaging with the audience. So that way they can look at this as a way of they're engaging with the key stakeholders too, so they can get their return investment.
You're educating and helping and informing the people that are hiring you on to manage the event. So I think that's outstanding. What would be a piece of business advice? You already had said, don't compare yourself to others, which was an amazing piece of advice. And I hear just so much your mindset and your abundant thinking in so many ways is refreshing. Like Amy was sharing, we were not sure what to expect. What is another piece of advice that you might have for other business followers?
Well, one thing I always say is just keep learning. You're always never going to be in a position where you're all set and you know everything. That's not the case. You can be a billionaire. You could be in business for years, but with the way times have changed, technology changes, you know, different things that change, you're still learning and you still have to adapt to new things. So my biggest advice is just to keep learning whatever industry you're in, but also look at other different industries too, because you won't realize that even though you're in one industry, you don't realize you're helping other industries. And by learning about other industries, it allows you to get more engaged and have more of a collaboration in that way. And it really helps your business grow even more. So that's one of my biggest advice.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So the another question we like to ask is, what are you currently reading or listening to that you may be drawing inspiration from, or a book that you are wanting to read, something that was, you know, recommended to you?
Yeah. So one of the books that I read like over and over again, it's called Multipliers. It's by Liz Wiseman. It's a really good book because, you know, I have a team as well that's on board with me, and I don't want them to be just a team. I want them to be leaders as well. I want the business to help them grow professionally, but also in the community as leaders. And so I love this book because it allows you to identify different types of leaders and strategize how to make leaders grow, not just as your followers, but they're being leaders as well. They're learning from different areas of professional development, and it really helps the company grow, but it also helps them grow, you know, as individuals. So that's one book I love. One book that I'm getting ready to start reading is by Ross Woodstock. It's called Lead to Lift Others Up. So love that he wrote a book because he's really good about, if you go on his LinkedIn or his Twitter, Ross Woodstock is always talking about leadership and growth in leadership. So I'm so excited that he wrote a book. Purchased that right away when he said pre-sales. And so that's one of my fall reads as well. And then another one, when I talk about being in different industries, I love learning about urban development as well too, and learning about, you know, downtowns and different areas. And so one of my favorite authors is Jeff Speck. He has a book called Walkability, and he's really big about creating healthy downtowns. And so I love that because I love putting on outside of events, and events really help create walkability. It creates people to come outside and support locally. It creates, you know, when you have people outside walking around, it creates communities to be healthy. And so I love putting together outside of events. I love reading his book and learning about how to create a city that is walkable. And so I'm a huge fan about that. And I read a lot of his books and other urban developers as well too. So those are some of the books that I'm reading currently.
Nice. Nice. I love, like you said, you're staying learning based. You're always growing, learning, either through reading, watching other people and learning about different industries. Fantastic. You know, in the Lansing area, the downtown developments have come a long ways, and it's just been nice to see that grow and to see your footprint in some of the different areas. I know you hosted an outdoor networking event last week, and it's just, you know, thank you for doing that, because I live in this community as well, and it's nice to see that. So thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, so you're clearly very connected. Like you said, you walk around, you meet people, you put on events. And now that you've been on our podcast and we've talked to you, who do you think we should talk to next? Who do you know that we could have on?
So there are a couple of folks. So one of them, so the person that I would recommend is Nikki Thomas Frazier. She's the owner and CEO of Sweet Encounter Bakery Cafe. She actually just won a competition that allowed her to have a storefront in downtown Lansing. So she also has a culinary cooking for kids. And so this is really exciting because kids are learning how to cook different meals. And she has two daughters that have really inspired her in this. And so she does a lot of gluten-free bakery that's super delicious. She still does bakery for our kids when it comes to their birthdays. And it's nice because I'm not a person that eats gluten-free, but I was like, ooh, let me say that I can, you know, eat gluten-free as well too and have the birthday cake. And it was super delicious. You wouldn't have thought it had that, you know, gluten-free taste. It was super delicious. So she is something I would really highly recommend to be next on your show. I mean, she's a mom, a business owner as well too. She built her business. She's won so many competitions here. And I believe she was on the TLC cooking channel as well too. But she's very well known, so I would highly recommend having her on your guys' podcast.
That's fantastic. We will definitely contact her, and I'm always willing to talk to bakers and eat treats. Thank you for that suggestion. So before we wrap this up, let our listeners know how they can contact you. What's the best way?
Yeah, so they can go on our website at michiganpremierevents.com. We're also on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all of the Instagram or social media. But then you can also email me at Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-E, at michiganpremierevents.com. So the website also has my email address on there and ways of contacting us. So that's michiganpremierevents.com.
Perfect. And for all of our listeners, as usual, we will put the links for all of those things in the show notes for this episode, so you can also find them there.
Thank you so much for your time today, Ashley. Is there anything that you want to share that we didn't ask you about?
Yeah, just make sure you look on our website. We have a couple of events that we also put together for the community. I know we have our Collaborate Lansing, which is a networking event that we host outside in the downtown area. We say, grab your local lunch. We have cocktail tables along one of the blocks of downtown where people can lounge around, sit in seating areas, social distance wise, eating lunch. We also are putting together some 22 community events as well. One of them is going to be a diversity supplier summit that we'll be hosting, and then some other outdoor activities for the community to enjoy. So make sure to go on michiganpremierevents.com for our community events.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. We are so looking forward to following you in the community and just watching you continue to grow. And again, appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. Thank you. It was so nice talking to you, and I can't wait to see you at your next event.
Thank you guys for having me. This is a complete honor.
Thank you. It's our honor as well. Have a great day.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at ZediaMedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to ZediaMedia.com. That's ZeediaMedia.com and sign up.
is a Cedia Media production.